Hey everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Oh, so much work. My apparent reason. So, as you see today, this episode. Oh, it is Let's Talk. Hey, I was so lost. Okay, and as we could tell, nothing really happened during this week. K-pop has been quite quiet, other than the fact that a lot of groups haven't comebacks on, a lot of people haven't comebacks on what you call this month, August. Yes, so for the likes of Sumi, TXT should let us breathe. Yesterday? Well, in my country, it was yesterday. They released the, was it the trailer? Yeah. It's like, they should let us breathe. Let us breathe. But anyways, I hope I will be able to record this up to 30 minutes because I'm using Anchor's record thing. But welcome to Let's Talk. And today, as you can tell, unpopular slash popular K-drama, K-pop opinions. And basically, this is the same thing you see on Kura and Twitter, but except that I elaborate more on it. These are just posts that I thought, you know, I mean, not posts. Things I thought they were relevant to me, but this is not the first time I'm doing this. The first time I did this, it was specifically for Patreon, so if you want to hear it, it was much more nice and juicier and longer if you actually enjoy this one, or if you do enjoy this one. So I'll leave it on the description down below and you can check it out and enjoy. So let's get into it. But before I start, disclaimer, I am mentioning these from a K-pop stan view, not from being a certain group's fan's view. And I don't mean to make anyone upset with what I think. It's everyone's opinion. It's a free world. So, yes. So here we go. So we all know everything. Here we go. The first one. This was my opinion, honestly. I feel like K-pop has become more generic, more predictable. Like you can tell from just the picture teasers, you know, the teasers that they post. You know, I really not watch the MV teasers, but I usually listen to the album highlights, but that still does not really give a general idea of the title track, because sometimes it's just different. But I said for Blackpink's next group comeback, because currently Lisa solo YG Entertainment confirmed that she was shooting the music video. But for Blackpink's next group comeback, I personally need a song from Blackpink that would shock me. I'm not saying that they should change, but I think because the industry is so saturated, I feel like we need variety. We really have little variety, like Dreamcatcher Dreamcatcher, Everglow, TXT. Even TXT, I Know I Love You, got so much hate, unnecessary hate. People felt as if it's the least best title track. For me, it was probably the not the best title track in my terms, because it was my first time liking a title track of theirs, and it was different from what they usually do, and different from what you hear from especially a popular group. So I need that shock me song from Blackpink, not a typical how you like that or kill this love or do 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 or love sick girls. That's even when love sick girls came out, I was like, oh okay, this seems very different. But then it's something that we've heard before from them. It's literally something that we've heard, but we just haven't heard it in a really long time. So they just need to go in another path, like bring something new to the image that you have. Because one, you're getting old. They're getting old in terms of age, but also as the group themselves. I think it was their first anniversary. They're now going for their sixth anniversary, and you should be able to show an evolution of your music. I feel like that's just how it is. And for them, there hasn't really been an evolution of their music because they've been releasing similar sounds, which honestly, they honestly kill. They own that shit. But I need something to shock me. I feel like I just need the shocking factor of them, not me having to listen to a song that is just the same shit that you released a year and a half ago or 10 months ago. So I need that shock me song. And this is the second point, including not only Blackpink, but including BTS. BTS too needs a shock me Korean comeback. Not English comeback, not Japanese comeback, Korean comeback. Not what they did for B. B, I don't know why they labeled B as an album. B was literally kind of like a mixtape. What was an album was Map of the Soul 7. That was an album, not B. B was more of like a special edition. I feel like they could have labeled it that way. But honestly, they need a shock me song for that Korean comeback. I don't know when it is, but it just needs to be fire. We need like a Fake Love, a Dionysus, a DNA kind of comeback, something that would, revive the fire that we've been missing from them. Because truth be told, everyone can see this. They need to get their fans back. They need to get their fans back. Because people are starting to get disappointed. I'm part of people. But because they're now, it's like they're low key slowly letting their English promotions and their English content affect the Korean content. I don't want that. Like, have something that you have your English content, and we know, okay, those are your English discography. This is how it is. This is the Korean discography. And there's no point of having an English discography, Korean discography, and a Japanese discography, which are just the same. Then what's the point? It's basically you taking what you do in the Japanese promotions and the Japanese music that you produce, and you bring it to the Korean music that you produce. So, one, they must rest up well. Two, they need a freaking fire Korean comeback. And they shouldn't put too much money in it. It should. I feel like they just need something that you'd be like, ah, BTS. Because, right, I can't really listen to their songs now because it's really hard. It's really hard. But, like, they just need that to keep them going, to get them going. Okay, next thing. I'm gonna read it off because, like, oh, I saw a post that said GOT7 shouldn't have left JYP Entertainment. Okay. One, let me talk about probably the agreement side. Someone would say that because it would be harder to see them as a group together. Also, how are they gonna get about with their group promotions and stuff like that? I think that's literally the only point you can pick out. But on the other side, I genuinely disagree with this point. Because, what we see now, oh, okay, I'm reading from what I wrote. What we see now is GOT7's potential, besides Jackson, which JYP Entertainment has low-key been using to get into the Chinese market. We could have not seen the potential we see now, which is really true. If they were still signed with the company, they probably would have had a comeback in April or after ITZY's comeback, and then it could have been silent, literally dead silent, like what we had suffered last year. And then all of a sudden have a rush comeback like they did last year. And that's just not right. I think now, because they're more free and they're in an environment that was very different, it's nicer to see them more. It's nicer to hear them talk about how hard it is to produce an album. Like if you guys watched Hoodie's home dinner, I think, that talk show where she cooks for her guests and they just talk while eating. Her last episode where she featured Bam Bam and Yugyeom, they were talking about how one, it's a different system from where they're from, and two, they do everything from start to finish. It's your voice, it's your call. Not anyone telling you, oh, you must mix this, you must do that. It doesn't sound good enough for the company. It doesn't sound, it's your work. Own it. It's your canvas, paint it. And I am behind you, supporting you. They didn't have that kind of support. Honestly, they didn't have that kind of creative freedom. And that's the problem with agencies, very like, especially like the big three. It's a very big risk for a group or a member from a group to do what they want. Imagine JB releasing Switch It Up under JYP Entertainment. Do you honestly think it would have gone well then? It would have gone well if he did release it in JYP Entertainment than when he was with Higher Music. Personally, I don't even think we would have heard Switch It Up. Honestly, we would have not heard Bam Bam's album. We not, wouldn't have not heard Yugyeom's album. Honestly. So being in these Korean agencies is that they restrict creative freedom because it's, you already have an image to your name. That's the problem. They already have an image to their name. And because of that, you can't really let an artist do whatever they like. Because it's, don't forget, after the, for once, is the artist's image, and if the artist belongs to a group, then and the group's image will be affected, and then that group falls onto the company. So that's, it's quite a high risk. And they would have not been able to do what they wanted to do. And on top of that, even fans who are not agassiz are actually starting to pay attention to them. Yes, excuse me for that. Fans, I had a bit of a technical problem, but other than that, all good. But yes, fans who, people who are not even agassiz, or fans who are not even agassiz, actually started to pay attention to them because you're not hearing each member's unique voice, each member's unique taste, each member's color. You know, no one would have thought Bam Bam would go with the ribbon. Bright colored him. Like everyone is shocked. I'm part of shocked, considering the fact that I never touched, I never listened to his MV spoiler, nor did I listen MV teaser, nor did I listen to the title track while listening to the album highlight. So you hear different tastes. And they cover everything from K-pop to dance to R&B. So it's like a whole entire music genre right there, so you would actually enjoy it. Next. BTS needs to reduce the auto-tune in their English releases. I personally am not really a fan of their English releases, except for Permission to Dance. It's literally the only song I'm able to listen to. Think I learned something while trying to do something. Oh my God. Yes. Dynamite was a whole entire auto-tune mess. Not really a mess, but it was just auto-tune all the way. And then Butter came out. Butter had less auto-tune. You didn't even think of auto-tune during Butter. And that's what I liked. That's probably the only thing I liked. And some other sections. If you want to know more, go listen to that episode. I'll leave it down below. And then we had what did we have? And then we had Permission to Dance. Permission to Dance is a song with such a really good message, good vibes. Even people in there are just amazing, but not really everyone's cup of tea. Mainly because of the auto tune. And at least if they're gonna do that, let them do that on the English releases. Don't bring it to the Korean releases. I think we're good. But not only BTS, other groups. It's just that I can't think of any right now. Because I just haven't been it. The other groups, those that use auto-tune, I feel like auto-tune should be used where it could be used, not just everywhere. Because there are times where you genuinely miss the real voice of an artist. There are times where auto-tune is appropriate, but then at a certain section of a song, but there's just times where you just wish you could have heard a person's voice. So that's about it. And then here is one. As much as fourth generation brings and releases bangers, they cannot beat the third generation's impact on the industry. Personally, this is my personal opinion. People would actually fight me on this. Fourth generation are bringing new kind of style, new kind of swag, content pretty much the same as what we've been seeing. But they're bringing bangers. And I'm not gonna lie, I do stand some fourth generation groups like who? Purple Kiss. I actually like Purple Kiss. I like Purple Kiss before they debuted when they released their pre-release single, but not the first one, the second one, Can We Talk? That's still my favorite till the day. But Ponzona, it depends. There are times where I can just listen to it props. What other fourth generation group? And boy groups, I won't lie, not that much. It probably is a lot of girl groups than boy groups. I'm sorry, boy groups. Because boy groups have this thing where they think they have to go harder. Sometimes you just need to chill. Like a TXT. Just gotta chill, man. But don't always bring fierce, hard choreo songs. For what reason? It doesn't feel as a wow factor, because the only wow factor is the fact that the song is just hardcore. But what fourth, sec, third generation did was continue the legacy and the path and the work that second generation did. One, third generation opened a lot of doors for K-pop, and I'm not saying. And this is something I really hear. A lot of people feel BTS is responsible. BTS is not really the only group out there. Honestly, it's not. You have so many other groups that also really did that whatever they did to K-pop, because they all had an impact in their own way. There's always going to be a person out there who's going to mention a third generation group, which is not as popular as Blackpink or what's these beautiful people, BTS or EXO, you know, but they still brought a big impact onto the industry, no matter, regardless of whatever group it was. So that's the second thing. And the third thing, even though, yes, fourth generation are currently overshadowing them, when a third generation releases a banger, they release the banger and people actually acknowledge them. Because there's a distinct taste between fourth generation and third generation currently. Fourth generation has this thing where they're releasing empty songs, like songs that they just feel empty, let me say, or songs that are just hardcore bangers with difficult choreography for no apparent reason, or songs that are actually pretty quite unique, like why did I say Kingdom? There's this group I just forgot, but it's just a recent comeback though, where they use like low-key Asian traditional vibes into the songs and this also into the concept. I just forgot which group it is. Even though, yeah, but there are times where you just miss the taste of the nice good life, and that's third generation. So as much as fourth generation, yes, is making the waves move, makes me also look forward to how fifth generation is gonna be. Third generation still rules. Not in terms of the industry, but in terms of music taste, we are not getting to appreciate them more than we actually did. So I think that's what I wanted to say. And then next we have, okay. This is a very true point. I genuinely don't like it. As much as I would not like to admit it, I am looking forward to Twice's first English title track. Even though I personally do not like keeping my expectations or hopes high, this is something that I always do for every single comeback. It doesn't matter what group it is, especially if it's a group that I genuinely like. I really keep my expectations or my hopes on a minimum, on a low, so that I don't feel disappointed. Because it's very easy to get disappointed in this K-pop world. It's not even funny anymore. So with Twice releasing their English title song on, apparently it's around September. I don't know. It will most probably be a hit or miss. For sure, it will be a hit or miss. But at the same time, it makes me look forward to how. Is this gonna be a typical English song, or is literally you just bringing South Korean vibes into the song and just making it an English song? So that's something I'm looking forward to, honestly. But not keeping my expectations high, that's the biggest mistake you'll ever do. So I'm looking forward to that. And here's another one. It would be nice to see girl groups do a concept like Everglow's. Everglow has this thing where even though people got offended by it, they're like the female version of male groups that go hardcore with their songs. That's Everglow's title. Personally, not personally, not realistically. Honestly, you can see it. Their songs go harder. It's like, for example, First. I can't imagine Twice going that hard. It's the most hardest thing for me to imagine. I can't imagine Red Velvet going that hard. You know, it's really hard, you know. So it'll be interesting if we see groups, especially in the fourth generation, to go hardcore on that songs like Everglow does. That is a Shock Me song right there. That would be a banger right there. Whether I like it or not, the fact that that song shocked me is the most, that's more relevant. Next, let's be honest. Honestly, let's be honest. I don't mean to offend any fan out there. At this point, BTS are just statistically doing well. Let's be honest. I am not trashing their music. I am not trashing their talent, their capabilities, their potential. But at this point, whether or not you like the song or you hate it, or whether people, the general public, are disappointed of the song, it will still do well. People will complain about Permission to Dance, saying that it's not their favorite song. Da, 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 da. Permission to Dance actually didn't beat Butter. It beat Butter on something, on a certain, on the Billboard chart, though. I don't know what record it was. Literally. And I was so shook. I was like, wow. Because you can, people are just streaming for the fact that they just have to keep up to keep their title of standing the it group, the popular group, regardless of the fact whether their music slaps or not. And I think that's the main problem, not only for BTS, but for groups in South Korea. Popular groups just get so much, you know, not attention, but they get so many things for them, you know, breaking records and all that. But it's not like the song's actually that wow. You understand? It's not like the song has a shocking factor in it, but just because it's that group, it will perform really well. And it's really bad because this kind of scenario, this kind of situation, it's not even low key. It has already spread to fourth generation. It's become a toxic world for fourth generation fans. You find Stray Kids fighting, I mean, Stays, which is Stray Kids fandom name, Stay, and I don't know, Moas battling, or Attinies, you know, having fandom fights, fan wars. It's become that real bad, you know, because it's become to a point where a group will be like, my group is better than yours. They got number one in this and this and that. You know, hey, look, we had a comeback together, but my group got more album sales than this. You know, it has no more peaceful as it used to be. So a group nowadays, groups are just doing statistically well, but general public-wise, not really. A big example would be aespa's Next Level. Not really a fan of it, but I hear it there and there through videos and posts. There are people that genuinely like it, and there are people that genuinely just don't like it. I'm people that genuinely like certain parts of it. I'm that person. And you know, you see general public not really a fan of the song, but it's doing statistically well on the charts. Like, it'll be number one. Like, it broke the record and became number one on Melon after Melon changed the algorithm and stuff. They also, like, I think they became the, was it the first female group, I think, to get number one this year? I think, I'm not sure, but something like that. The first position, all I know, it was just something, you know. They're probably still in the top 10 of Melon, doing well. But because it's aespa, they will do well. But generally, people actually don't really like the song. So it's come to a point where I think that's what makes people get bored of K-pop. K-pop has become a scene where it's not whether your song is more well produced or more that, it's whether it broke chart records. And this now will force follow into the next point. Competitions such as Kingdom. We had Kingdom earlier this year, and it was quite obvious who was gonna win before the damn competition started. Like, we all knew which group was gonna win. It didn't even need a method. Nigga, it didn't even, excuse me, it didn't even need an actual scientist. Actual. Actual person. Wait, cancel that out. Yes. Or somebody who majored in actuarial sciences to actually calculate the possibility of who's gonna win. Like, it was so obvious. So it's come to a point where it doesn't matter whether a group's performance was better than the others. That's why a lot of people have so much hate towards Mama, because hell, I'm also still hacked about this. Was it 2019? 2019, I think it was the best dance. Was it best dance performance or something like that? And BTS won it with Boy With Love. Mind you, they're going against, I think, was it 17's? I'm not sure which song it was, but that was 17, GOT7's Eclipse, EXO's Obsession. Wait, when did Obsession come out? Yeah, I think Obsession was there. Like, songs which had like beautiful choreo, and they won it because of just popularity wise. But if you really look at it, really? Are you kidding me right now? So it's come to that point. It doesn't really matter anymore. If you're doing statistically well, then you're cool. That's just how the K-pop industry has become. And then this one may trigger some people. But let's be honest. Rollin' by Brave Girls and Celebrity by IU are honestly the only songs worth Song of the Year. Let's be honest. This does not even need a mathematician. Nah. Let's be honest, Rolling by Brave Girls and Celebrity by IU are honestly probably the only songs I consider worth Song of the Year material. I'm not trying to disgrace any group, but like, let's be honest. I can't imagine Song of the Year going to any other group or awarded to any other group of a specific a song of a specific group. Other than Brave Girls Rolling and IU's Celebrity. This year's songs have been hardcore bangers. They've been good songs, good music, but quite disappointing at the same time. 2020 is actually a good year for music now that I think about it. But like this year, it just depends. It's an up and down, it's a roller coaster. But like this year's songs, as much as yes, there have been few bangers then and there, I cannot honestly award them Song of the Year. I can't. I'm so sorry. They're just not Song of the Year award material, in my honest opinion. I'm very sorry if I offended you, but yeah. And then the last one. This is just me. I saw this somewhere, and a person was like, I don't know what they are like, but Cat and Dog by TXT still slaps. Let's be honest. I think I heard it after a really long time on like a TikTok. Was like, wow, this song is actually still a banger even till this day. Like, that song still slaps even till this day. That's my own personal opinion. You can think otherwise. But other than that, thank you for tuning in. That was unpopular slash popular opinions about, I said K-drama, right? Well, K-pop opinions. K-drama, I currently don't have any. Maybe I will. But thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk. This is quite a long episode, so I hope you all enjoy it. Thank you. And you check the descriptions down below for the Patreon episode and the episode where I think I reviewed butter. If it was butter. Yeah.